Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
And Anthony, we've got a follow-up now to your conversation last Friday with Congressman Seth Moulton.
Right, that's right. I talked to the congressman, who's also a veteran of the war in Iraq, about his recent experience at a VA hospital in Washington, D.C.
And there has been a lot of criticism about the VA for years, so Moulton wanted to actually see for himself.
That's right. So he checked in for surgery. He needed a treatment for a hernia. He encountered a bunch of problems, including that the Washington VA couldn't find his medical records. When they tried to get them from Boston, their fax machines didn't work. After surgery, they sent him home with inadequate medication, and the wrong medication, that is. And Moulton told me that these are the kinds of complaints he hears all the time from his fellow vets. Here's what he said.
And I can't tell you how often guys complain about the service that they're getting at the VA, being told to wait months for appointments, being sent home with medications for mental issues when they just want to talk to a counselor. So there's so much work that needs to be done, and I think in many ways the problem is worse than many people realize.
Now, Moulton's story was first reported in the Boston Globe. It got a lot of attention, especially since, as we mentioned, the problems at the VA have been documented for years now.
Right. But this week, we also heard a very different take from someone who has experience inside the VA system.
He expected a staff to rapidly come up with service that isn't something that's routinely provided at any hospital in the United States. This would probably have failed at almost any private medical center I can think of.
Okay, Anthony, so that is Dr. Henry Feldman. And he works part-time at the West Roxbury VA, and he's also a physician at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. So he has very deep knowledge about both government and private healthcare systems.
Right, and Dr. Feldman talked with us earlier this week, with you actually, Meghna, and we should say these are his personal opinions. He's not speaking on behalf of the VA, but they're worth listening to.
Right. That's correct, because the VA says it won't comment on Moulton's case due to privacy laws. But Feldman did suggest to me that you have to think differently about what Congressman Moulton did. I mean, he sees it as the congressman showing up at a hospital without ID, without an appointment, and asking for treatment.
In other words, Feldman thinks Moulton had, sounds like, that he had unrealistic expectations for the VA.
Right.
Okay, let's listen to more of your conversation with Dr. Henry Feldman.
So Congressman Moulton describes how he arrived at the VA Medical Center in Washington. He admits this, he did not have the equivalent of an insurance card. He didn't have his VA card with him. And when we spoke to him last week, here's how he explained what the VA told him when he said he didn't have his card.
They had no record of me. They didn't believe I was a veteran. And so they said, we'll consider taking you as a humanitarian case.
Well, and Dr. Feldman, I guess what I'm wondering is that unlike a standard private hospital, the VA is a network. It is a system. So why wouldn't they have some kind of record of him, whether or not he had his card? I mean, maybe he had some. Isn't a driver's license enough because it has his name? It verifies who he is.
So the VA is essentially a membership only hospital, right? You have to be a veteran and you have to have been approved as a veteran to just go to a VA. So starting with that premise, then the question is, why was the VA where he went in Washington, D.C. unable to see his record across the computer system? It sounds like a computer glitch. These things happen. I will say my other job, other than being a hospitalist, is I'm the chief information architect of clinical informatics at the IDMC. And so I spend my life building and analyzing electronic medical records, and the VA is considered one of the absolute cream of the crop systems. You know, normally when patients show up from other VAs, we have very slick access across all of the VAs.
Okay, so this is actually, so look, can we talk a little bit more
Sure.
about this? Because this is really great to hear that you have deep experience in healthcare informatics, because I think it seems as if a lot of the problems that Congressman Moulton faced kind of stemmed from the fact that they didn't have access, computer glitch or whatever, to his VA records. So can you tell me a little bit more about why it is that the VA system is considered actually kind of the cream of the crop under most circumstances?
One of the things that, of course, makes it incredibly useful is it, in fact, a networked system. Regardless of where you go, you get alerts across the VA. And it's one of the things that, in fact, the VA pioneered. While people think of the government often as backwards and non-innovative and slow and the private industry, but in fact, they are probably the leaders in this, that they were the first place basically in the world to have a across the entire network, and it's a massive network, of course, of clinics and hospitals, of the ability to move medical records around.
So this makes it even more interesting that it might have just been that Congressman Moulton just ran into a series of unusual glitches. I mean, that is a possibility, because ultimately the VA in Washington did find out that Seth Moulton is a congressman, and he got his surgery. But he says that they still send him home with the wrong medication after the surgery. So let's listen to what he said about that.
If I was sent home without all the medications that I needed, just imagine the care that the average veteran often gets at the VA.
Do you think that that's a fair concern for him to
actually
have?
I would like to take that statement apart in two parts. One, we do not provide superior care just because you're a congressman. In fact, he should not receive any better care than a homeless vet. In fact, the homeless vet should probably get better care because he's more at risk. But getting to the first part, I don't have any access to what happened. It's hard to know. There could be three errors that resulted in him getting the wrong medication. One, it was an error in communication. I will admit every doctor on earth has made this error, a nurse, et cetera, which is, I'm going to write you for X. And then you go back to the chart and you look and you go, you know what? I'm actually going to write him for Y. And you forget to go back to the room and say, oh, by the way, we're going to write you for Y. That, to the patient, seems like an error. In fact, there was no error. There are two real errors that could have occurred, one much more serious than the other, which is the person who wrote the prescription made an error and selected the wrong medication to prescribe. And the third, which would be, of course, the most serious error, is that the prescription was written for medication A and medication B was dispensed by the pharmacy. That last one is really, really unusual. In an electronic, a fully electronic pharmacy world, it's pretty hard to dispense the wrong medication. I actually have to say, I think the care the VA provides in general, and I have family members who are veterans as well who go there, and they've never had anything other than good things to say about the VA.
Yeah.
Of course, there are administrative glitches, but you know what? We have administrative glitches at our fancy Harvard hospital as well. That's just the nature of healthcare. It's very complicated and messy.
Well, let me ask you, there is a lot of room for improvement in healthcare delivery overall in this country.
Not even in this country. I think you could actually stop the statement as there is lots of room for improvement in healthcare delivery.
Period.
Yeah.
But to be fair, also, I mean, over the past many years, there have been some very serious and legitimate criticisms levied against the VA as a system, right? There have been questions about leadership, questions about efficiency. We've heard many stories over time about some veterans having to wait long periods of time for care, et cetera. But I guess what I wanted to ask you is, do you think that it's fair to have an expectation that an agency that is dedicated to serving veterans, that it should have a higher standard?
The VA, of course, is, because it is a publicly owned hospital, if you will, is under much more transparent scrutiny than a private hospital. So I have no idea what the average length of wait for an appointment at BIDMC is. I will say for my personal physicians, some of them have fairly long waits. I mean, if I want a routine dermatology appointment with my dermatologist, I am sure I'm not getting that in the next 6 weeks. Now, if I saw a melanoma on my arm, I'm sure I would be seen the same day, because that's what we do as doctors. When we hear about something serious, we somehow make room, we stay late, we do whatever.
But you have family members who are vets, so you see what I'm getting at, that people...
And actually, my relative is a Vietnam vet. He has insurance, so if he wanted to go somewhere else, he certainly could, and yet he has continued to go to the VA for decades.
I guess another way of putting it is, are we as a nation right to expect that the VA has a higher standard, that it does actually perform better than even the Beth Israels of the world?
Well, and in fact, on many metrics, they do. The problem is if you walk up to the VA and you hold a gun to its head and you say, you better somehow magically, with no extra dollars, essentially see twice as many patients per day. And oh, by the way, you can't put anybody on overtime. You can't have, you know, twice as many visits without expanding rooms and doctors and nurses and staff. You know, it just doesn't work that way. And that's, in fact, what we did. I mean, if you think about it, we went to war and we basically didn't increase what we did at the VA. I mean, to quote Cheney, you know, you go to war with the army you have. But for God's sakes, you should be able to come back to a different VA than you went to war with. I mean, if you're going to increase the number of veterans by millions of people, you better have capacity for millions of people to come back. We did that after World War II, but we sure as heck didn't do it after our current conflicts. And because of that, I think we've put the VA in an unfair situation.
Well, so Dr. Feldman, my final question then is, I really appreciate your perspective so much, because not only do you work part-time at the VA in West Roxbury, but as you said, you have family members who are vets, and you have this interesting sort of parallel experience at a premier Boston hospital. So, you know, again, from your perspective, if you could do anything to improve the VA, what would you suggest?
Obviously, it comes down to money. We haven't increased the budget in the scale that we've increased the patient load.
So what would you tell Congressman Moulton then?
And by the way, what he suggested of more training and more money...
training scholarships, an expansion of student repayment programs for healthcare workers at the VA, stronger recruitment efforts. Those are the things that he's focused
on. So that stuff I thought was fantastic, and he's absolutely right. You know, better trained workers are always better. Getting people to do more education because you pay for it is always better. That's a great use of dollars. If you give them the money to do what they need and the time to implement it, that's the other problem, is that because the VA is a highly politically charged place to provide care, and to be honest, Congress is allowed to meddle in the milieu of how the VA provides care, it gets to be very complicated. So if you're the head of the VA and you say, we see our problem is we need more mental health facilities, but Congress goes and says, you know what, in my district, I could get that building built. Well, the VA is like, yeah, but that's not where I want it. I want it over here. That's not something a private healthcare organization ever has to deal with. And I think if we sort of stood back, gave them the money to do what they needed to do, and let them use their own internal evidence of where they need to provide what service, I think the VA would actually be able to implement what they need.
Well, that was Dr. Henry Feldman responding to Congressman Seth Moulton's concerns about treatment he received at a Washington, D.C. VA hospital. Feldman is a physician at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, and he also works part-time at the West Roxbury VA. And we should say again that he's not speaking on behalf of the VA, which says it won't comment due to patient privacy laws. But we've also got a link to our original conversation with Congressman Moulton. That's at RadioBoston.org.
Stay with us. Coming up, the supremely talented guitarist and singer John Pizzarelli, interpreter of the Great American Songbook, with all that jazz. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.